counsel against agitating the subject. Before Prescott left for the East on February 6, Ellen White spoke to him about the problem, telling him not to publish anything at that time that would unsettle the minds of the people regarding positions held in the past. She promised to write him on the subject, 35 WCW, p. 217. She did not write at once, but on June 24, 1908, she wrote to Prescott of perils that at times threatened his ministry. She spoke of a tendency on his part to sway from clearly defined truth and give undue attention to some items which seem to require hours of argument to prove, when in reality they do not need to be handled at all. She wrote, "You are not beyond danger of making mistakes. You sometimes allow your mind to center upon a certain train of thought, and you are in danger of making a mountain out of a molehill." A week later she wrote Prescott again, opening with the words, "I am instructed to say to you, let there be no questions agitated at this time in the review that will tend to unsettle minds. It will prove to be a great mistake if you agitate at this time the question regarding the Daily, which has been occupying much of your attention of late. I have been shown that the results of your making this question a prominent issue would be that the minds of a large number will be directed to an unnecessary controversy, and that questioning and confusion will be developed in our ranks. My brother, let us be slow to raise questions that will be a source of temptation to our people." Then she referred to her own relation to the matter and the fact that God had given no special revelation on it. "I have had no special light on the point presented for discussion, and I do not see the need of this discussion. There have been different opinions regarding the Daily, and there will continue to be. If the Lord has seen fit to let this matter rest for so many years without correcting the same, would it not be wisdom on your part to refrain from presenting your views concerning it?" Ibid, italics supplied. This letter was not sent off immediately, and we do not know what Ellen White may have instructed him orally, but he published no articles on the subject in subsequent issues of the Review.